Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Sherrard High School Spotlight on this Thursday. Let's talk a little bit about their FFA chapter. We'll speak with Riley Zip, the Sherrard FFA president. They have a field day event coming up next Wednesday, September the 14th. It's the second year they've put together a field day, and we'll speak with Riley Zip about that right after this on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
People have been buying and leasing vehicles from Zimmerman Honda for over a decade, but did you know they'll also buy your used vehicle? Stop in at Zimmerman Honda or call 76 Honda to schedule a house call. It's a quick and easy way to score some cash. They'll appraise your vehicle and cut a check the same day. If you have a balance, they'll pay off the loan and give you a check for the difference. Now's the time. If you need some extra cash, Zimmerman Honda will pay top dollar for your used vehicle.
Zimmerman Honda.
We get a chance to visit with Riley Zip. He is the Sherrard FFA president. All right, I set you up. Tell us a little bit about this field day on Wednesday, September the 14th at 5 p.m. What's going on with the Sherrard FFA that day?
So basically we have a day where we have presenters come in and the community is welcomed, and we'll have a pork chop meal provided by the Mercer County Pork Producers, and we have it out by our test plots, and we have presenters come. And this year we're having one from Kubota, who's in charge of their autonomous division, so self-driving tractors and pieces of equipment, come out and give presentations to give an opportunity to the community to learn, about new technology and different aspects of the agriculture.
And that's great. So you see the support from the ag business community that will step up and serve as a presenter. I know you had an event last year, that the first field day you had last fall, and I think you had a representative from Helena Chemical that came and spoke. Can you speak to kind of how important that is to have an event like this, where you get the backing of, you know, the ag business community, and you set up a nice presentation for maybe the community to receive some valuable ag education information, I guess, right?
Yeah. So the community's always been very, they've been very supportive of the FFA, and they've been very helpful. So doing this can help us, like, help them, I guess, in a way. So we're, it gives an opportunity for education and learning, not just for the students, but for the community as well.
And, you know, so the subject matter here next week for the Sherrard FFA Field Day, you're going to get into this discussion as it relates to autonomous equipment. Is there a reason you kind of chose that subject? You know, I know it's getting a lot of attention in the ag industry.
Yeah, it's kind of becoming the new thing. So we could, you know, in the next 3 years or so, we could have tractors out just driving themselves by themselves outside of Aledo, you know. So we thought it was a very big subject, and that not many people know as much as they could about it, I guess, in a way. So we thought it would be a good idea to bring that one in and have a presentation about it.
This is a great thing the Sherrard FFA chapter is putting on next week, this field day. So what about Sherrard FFA in kind of the history and tradition? I know we were talking a little bit off the air. Your dad, an FFA member at Sherrard, your uncle, an FFA member at Sherrard. Pretty proud tradition over there with the FFA program.
Yep, we have a lot of kids whose parents were in it, be involved in it. So it's kind of, and then we also have some new kids that are involved in the FFA. So it's kind of a mixture, but we tend to do a lot of the same things that, like, my dad and my uncle did. We go to a lot of the same contests, and we still have the FFA farm. We all participate on that, and it's a good combination of new and older heritage families involved. And there's a lot of farm kids and also city kids. So I'm glad that we can get the opportunity to help teach some of the other kids that don't know as much, maybe, and we can help educate each other.
I know you're involved in a farming background with the family, I believe. So tell us a little bit about kind of your farming roots or your farming heritage.
Yep. So my great grandpa started farming here in the 50s, and then my grandpa farmed, and he also worked a deer, and then my dad and my uncle farm as well, and we have sheep and cattle with about some hay, and we have corn and beans as well. So we're kind of very versatile in our operation.
All right. And then senior year, serving as FFA chapter president at Sherrard. We're still early in the school year, you know, about a month in. What are you looking at post high school graduation? Do you have any irons in the fire, so to speak, or have you made any final decisions?
Yep, I'm planning on going to Blackhawk East and eventually maybe Wisconsin Platteville for the agronomy degree or a soil and plant studies. And then I plan on coming back and getting a job in the agronomy field, and eventually I'm going to farm full time.
So the agronomy interest, what kind of sparked that for you?
Well, I wanted to be an engineer at first, and then I discovered I didn't really like math as much as I thought I would. And because of FFA, we do the agronomy contests and plant and soil contests, and